substantive. Remember? She married a pagan, an unbaptized pagan. Well, you know what she did. She prayed and she suffered. Her husband was unfaithful to her, because nobody ever told you. Well, she brought about his conversion. So that before he died, he became a Christian. And of course, once he became a Christian, then Monica, and his name was Patrick. Can you imagine? Patrick. Then their marriage became a sacrament. In the meantime, God gives grace, of course, to the baptized person. And I repeat, a sacramental marriage requires both being baptized, either when they marry or if later on the unbaptized person is baptized. So, now the sacramental life for the unbaptized person, how many, both wives and husbands, especially wives I've told, who married an unbaptized, pagan. And find out. Takes about 6 weeks to find out she's married a pagan. She better resign herself, is that the verb, to practice heroic charity. And the word is heroic charity. Why? In order to bring about his conversion. And then his corresponding baptism, and then, please God, they will both then have the sacrament of marriage. Could you please define or describe a simple form of introduction to the Catholic faith that a Catholic can use to introduce non-Catholics to the richness of the Catholic faith? Well, I would say, this is as simple a form as this, maybe over-educated Jesuit, the simplest vocabulary that I could come up with. However, could be further simplified. I would recommend that. Oh, by the way, I was in New York with Mother Teresa when her sisters were taking their final vows on the 7th of December. Last month. And I went to visit Father Butler at St. Agnes Church in Manhattan. And while we were there, he introduced me to a couple that he was giving instructions to. He's not using the small catechism, using the big one. And introduced me and his wife, both non-Catholics, taking instruction. So, introduce myself. Very happy to know that they're meeting the sinner who wrote this book. Then they both gave me the cards. But he is editor of Sports Illustrated. So, notice any change in the content, let me know. So I know this book well, though they're more simple. However, let me tell you, it better be the Catholic faith. Because, let me tell you, there's a lot of confusion. Please expound. Keep holy the Sabbath day. Working or supporting other people's work on Sunday or holy days by patronizing stores. Whatever you can do to avoid shopping on Sunday, do it. Pope John the 23rd, a very mild pope, if there ever was one. Some of the strongest language he ever used was about the desecration of Sundays. It is the Lord's Day. So, working or supporting other people's work, of course, given our economy for many people, they have no choice, have to work on Sundays. And the exception that over the years in teaching, I've given people for working on Sundays, of course, what it is of obligation, our first necessity. Secondly, charity. Things that have to be done out of charity, even though it would be, say, hard servile work. But notice, genuine charity. And then thirdly, where the work is rather intellectual than manual or servile. So I never hesitate writing manuscripts on Sundays. These are big subjects, by the way. After the Holy Mother's Blessed Rosary, do you have prayer books you would recommend besides the Divine Office and the Imitation of Christ for meditation? Yes, I would have. And now, for example, I would recommend Father Fox's one or two books that I would recommend without any difficulty. By next week, if somebody could remind me, I can come with a list of good prayer books. Over the years, my Jesuit superiors had me write a prayer book from my fellow Jesuits, being revised for more general circulation. A good question. My family does not pray together except for grace at meals and to pray the rosary at funeral homes when a relative dies. How can I best inject prayer daily, especially the rosary, into my family? Well, I would recommend, first of all, if you have not read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, it's very shrewd. Many audiences. You know, you're selling a product. It's a good product. It costs a little bit. Well, and it's worthwhile, it costs something. So, read Dale Carnegie. And then, once you come up with some formulas, let me know. It might be, you might start not just the whole rosary, maybe just a part of the rosary. You see, one of my happiest rosaries was reciting the rosary with Lee Atwater before he died. In other words, people who may not fully understand, but I can tell you, there's nothing more contagious than a deep faith. In other words, that you're praying the rosary not because you think it's something I should do, but you love our Lord and our Lady so much that you will persuade somebody else. I read Dale Carnegie. Shall I finish these questions? If someone offends you, can you forgive them, but you'll act on a responsibility to take care of yourself and make their repentance to you a condition for reinstating the friendship? Yes. Do you get the question?
No.
Oh, yes. For example, you parents, you better teach your children